Hey, it's Chaz and AJ.
Hello.
Thank you for listening to our podcast.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoy it. And please subscribe, comment, share, do all those things that make us look good.
And be nice.
Thank you. Let's bring on Brian Foley, town manager for the town of Tallinn and retired chief of detectives, Hartford PD. Good morning.
Morning, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Morning.
Oh, it's always a pleasure.
Yeah, man.
Now, what do you think of this? Same person?
Well, you know, do you remember the... Yes. Do you remember the back in like the 90s, they started popping these banks up inside grocery stores? I mean, these didn't exist, yeah. You know, 25, 30 years ago. And I remember thinking, I was a cop back then, like, gee-whiz, this is a pretty easy, looks like a pretty soft target for a bank robbery. And now you look now to today, this is fairly common around the country. And the same thing, it's patterns that, you know, these guys that go in and hit a bunch of them. And if you, it's the same type of thing of a pattern. It's almost escalated shoplifting in that there's never the person that robs the grocery store bank never goes and rams a gun in the teller's face. It's always a note. And they kind of, and when you're successful shoplifting in one store and especially in a chain, you're going to go to the other stores and do the same thing because the security is set up the same way. The entrances, everything's usually set up the exact same way, cookie cutter.
Yeah.
And it, you look at this, the 4 and 4 days or 5 or 6, you know, in less than a week, all in the same area. Obviously, this is the same person, same description, same time of day, you know, roughly. So this is going to be something that the 4 police departments involved. You'll see some state involvement. They'll all get together, compare notes, and look to get one little piece of evidence somehow. We can talk about that if you wanted to. And then they build their case around the other ones, too. And you could see the feds getting involved, depending on how expansive it is.
You were saying it's a soft target there, those banks that are in the shopping, the you know, supermarkets.
Yeah.
To me, yeah. If I'm robbing a bank, I would like a bank that is a freestanding bank right near a highway.
I would think, yeah.
I would be worried that as you're leaving the bank, someone yells,
right.
Bank robbery, and then there's a former cop or an off-duty cop.
Right.
Like, there's just too many people,
so
cars,
many people,
carriages.
The caches are right there. Everything.
But you're saying this is the easy way to go.
Yeah, because you're, well, I'm not saying that, but
it's not advisory here.
The crooks are saying.
Right, they're saying it, right.
The bad guys.
You're echoing what they're saying is what you're saying. Right.
When you walk in the front door of a bank, you're isolated for everyone to focus on, and when you run out. And in a Stop and Shop, you're walking in anonymity. You can case out the bank in anonymity, and it's easier to get access right up to the teller. But you're right. If the teller just started yelling, because like I said, it's almost never, I don't want to say never, almost never at these grocery store robberies. And the FBI put out a training bulletin years ago about exactly this type of pattern. And one other thing, it's not like yesterday with hundreds of millions of dollars. These are satellites. These are satellites without the, you know, the big fortified vault. And they're essentially getting the drawer. You know, it's almost, you know, the tellers or the cashiers right behind them in the checkout lanes have similar amounts of cash.
Yeah.
Thousands of dollars at best is what they're making off. That's why it's framed up almost like escalated shoplifting, but still obviously very frightening. I'd hate to be a teller and have to make that decision.
Yeah.
You said that they're going to be looking for one small piece of evidence.
Yep.
What are they?
So a common thread?
Let's say he leaves a note or he tosses a note in the garbage can on his way out the door of Stop and Shop, and they got it on camera, something. And when you start to see patterns like this, they are really going to comb for anything that's left behind, and that'll get expedited at the lab. I'll guarantee the state lab will jump all over a pattern crime like this and try to expedite it. You have cameras. Every Stop and Shop is not like on an island out in the woods somewhere. It's usually in a well-developed area with cameras everywhere in different locations, different businesses. And so they're going to peel back in 4 very well-developed towns, Watertown, Southington, Weeha, and Glastonbury. Those areas are all very well-developed. They're going to start peeling back as to where he went and where he drove and start getting better looks at the back end of that car.
Yeah. So the first one, I remember it was camera showed a guy, white male, medium build, long sleeve shirt
right.
on a warm day. So attorney Norm Pattis thought this could mean he has tattoos.
Yeah.
And then another one of these robberies was a guy, white guy, medium build,
right,
but with a t-shirt on.
Oh, see.
But then there's another robbery where there were two suspects that walked in.
One's wearing a dress.
So do you think that with the, they're switching off, like driving, and then they decided to do one together?
Right, yeah.
There's two people.
As a couple, yeah.
Working together with all of these bank robberies?
All patterns that you're mentioning are the exact same patterns you see in shoplifting when people start hitting different stores to make for profit, you know, not like not to feed the kids for with Enfamil.
Yeah.
It's, you know, for profit. And yeah, they switch up, think they're switching patterns, but it's, you know, it's the same people doing the same things, and they're going to step in a snare at some point and the cops will grab them on it.
I remember back in the day when you watched a bank robbery on television, like in a show or a movie, it would be like, give me all the money, empty all the drawers. And now they just go for that one drawer and get the hell out.
Low resistance.
Yep. Yes.
Yes.
And
right.
get out as fast as possible.
Everybody hit the floor right now. You know, yada, yada.
Are there other...
You're not seeing the paint packet, the ink packet exploding in people. And these guys start to recognize the policies of the banks. And that becomes known. And once they know that, the teller's not hitting a button, or the teller's not, and maybe they are, you know, they're not sending the radio, the GPS pack in the money, or the ink pack in the money. Once they realize that, and my guess, I don't know this, is you're much less likely to see those types of, again, fortified bank securities, the ink pack or the GPS pack, in the Stop and Shop bank.
What you were saying, that a typical haul is thousands.
At best, yep.
You know, like
2,000,
3,000.
Yep. You don't have a lot of time. There's people everywhere. There's, you know, it was described to me early, you know, years ago as escalated shoplifting. But again, you have that note. You have the implication of force. You rarely ever see again a firearm in those grocery store robberies.
See, I would type one note and just hand the one note. Take the note with me each time.
Yeah, I need that note back for the next one, please.
Incredible how many times that note's been dropped. And now you look at the other thing: a mask. Someone takes their mask off, getting in the car, they throw it on the ground. You know, the cops are going to look at all that. They're going to look for the mistake, and they're going to capitalize on it. And they're pretty good at doing this. And this is very common. The grocery store banks are getting hit up. Very common.
What were we going to say?
Years ago, the People's Bank in my Stop and Shop got hit, and the guy took a cab, and they got him from the cab.
I think I remember him in Dumbass News.
Yeah.
Do they put dye packs in the money anymore? You mentioned that you don't hear dye packs going off. Is that just...
Yes, they do, certainly, and the GPS, but it depends on what bank and what policies those banks have.
We're dye-free over
I
here.
Get it now. It took me a little while to catch on, but this is why it's People's banks
consistently
all in supermarkets.
You know what they have? They need to have a camera with that dye pack, so we get a photo of the guy being blasted in the face as he opens the bag. Poof.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome.
And a lot, it comes down to the teller. I mean, there's training for the tellers, but at most banks do not force the teller to put that dye pack in or to put the GPS in. And because it's risky, and there's an option if you feel safe. You know, it's here and. And then some banks have removed a lot of those things. So it all depends. But yeah, as you can see, you got four in a row, no dye pack, no GPS.
Brian Foley's on, town manager for the town of Tallinn and retired chief of detectives, Hartford PD. We're talking about a string of bank robberies in Connecticut.
Yeah.
We have a bank teller on who's been in a bank robbery.
Oh.
Vicky.
Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning. You were a teller at a bank that was robbed?
First, I'm a big fan of the show, so I had to call in. But
Thank you.
I was a teller at a bank, and we were robbed. In fact, we were robbed a couple times. In the second incident, I was assaulted. So it was a harrowing time.
All right.
What happened?
There was a... it seemed like it was a solo gentleman, but it looked like he might have had accomplices because... they began robbing multiple locations, and to the former police chief's comments, it was, you know, they hit locations that didn't maybe have the latest technology, and it was multiple entities, so not just the bank that I worked for, it was us as well as a couple others, but they kind of went in succession, and he had actually hit my bank once and hit my tellers during lunchtime, because that's obviously a good time to, you know, when things are, you know, staffing isn't as robust and, you know, clients may or may not be coming in. So he chose that time and actually hopped the counter.
Hopped the counter. Wow.
Yes. He brandished a gun in our faces and hopped the counter.
That's like movie stuff. Yeah.
That's a lot more aggressive.
Yeah.
Yep.
It helped that he was quite tall. So it was an impressive leap.
He was halfway there.
Wow.
And it traumatized a lot of our tellers because that was a very aggressive move. And then because he was successful, not just at our location, but several other locations and entities, he came back another night when I was waiting for like our ATM to be serviced. So, yes, he was staking it out, but unfortunately, the timings weren't orthodox. So I was able to make it out of the banking center before he realized. And he had jumped out of his car, brandishing the gun again, and tried to force me back into the banking center. But at that time, I knew that if I went back in at this time of night, that I would not, you know, just don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah. Chances are not good for survival.
Exactly.
Wow.
Damn.
Yeah, so I took off running and screaming, and luckily the graciousness of the community came to my aid, and he cut his losses and took off, so...
Wow. Scary.
What did you do the first time he jumped the counter and pointed the gun at you?
We had to comply. That particular banking didn't have the technology of the dye packs and such, but, you know, bankers in our training on how to, you know, either get the dye pack or do what we can to, you know, not thwart it, but, you know, get them to take the trackable bills. We're also taught to comply because we don't want to risk lives. We don't want to cause that individual to get that much more frustrated where they can be a lot more unpredictable. So
you're a teller. It's a regular day.
Yep.
Is he standing in line or he just cuts the line? You're just doing your thing. And then all of a sudden this guy is over the counter with a gun.
Yeah.
Just came in the door full force, gun out with demands. And then one hand hopped over the counter. So you're
talking
loud
as soon as he walks in the door. This is a stick up. Everyone comply.
And then became a gymnast. Yeah.
And then over the counter.
Right. The double
words. Wow.
Yes.
This is.
Right. I would slam my chair right there.
Yeah.
Yep. Chair's no good anymore.
Wow.
Exactly. What, yeah, he had watched it. So he knew no customers were there.
Yep. Did your life flash before your eyes?
Oh, boy, did it. It absolutely did. But, you know, fight or flight kicks in at that time, and you got to make a decision.
Yeah, and you're just like, I'm going to give this guy whatever he wants.
Exactly.
Get him out of here.
Yeah, I'm going to appease this customer.
Yeah.
Does the bank give you any time off or anything like that after that, or any sort of counseling or something? That's traumatic. I've talked to tellers after a bank robbery, and they're shaking.
Yeah, at least a pizza Friday, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. They do give you some time off, and they do provide access to counseling services to help you process it all.
Did at any time, Vicki, you feel like as you're being questioned that they thought that maybe you were a part of it?
Oh, wow.
I feel like in the back of your head, you always know that they're checking all the angles because that's what their job is. But in the moment, I did not. Yeah. I didn't feel it, and I appreciate the police team for what they did. They may have had it in their notes, but to check it out, but I didn't feel it. And I think the way I was authentic in my rendition, so I think I blocked myself off from being a suspect right away.
Yeah. And Vicki, how long between the time that he jumped over the counter, that robbery, and then the one where you're out in the parking lot running and screaming?
That was probably within, I'd say, about a month and a half. But
wow,
in between that,
that's a lot for
being wrong.
Yeah, very short period of time.
That's a lot to deal with in a very short period of time. Did you decide then you were done with being a bank teller?
No, it appears I'm a glutton for punishment because I'm still in banking to this day.
Wow. Good for you.
Yeah. Do you look at everybody like they're a robber when they walk in the door?
Unfortunately, in banking, you know, we practice heads up banking. You know, it's most to know your customer. So as soon as someone walks in the door, you're looking at them, you're greeting them, because that helps to thwart robberies as well.
Good.
Yep, and so you keep, you're keeping your eye on some certain characteristics to just be aware of the situation.
It's amazing.
It's like a fake perfect Gatlin gun hanging from the ceiling, and as soon as the person walks in, it goes, it just trains right on them.
AJ, living the life of the cartoon.
No, I'm just saying, that's a very good deterrent. You got a Gatlin gun pointing at you, you can turn and say, yes, no.
Right. Wow, Vicky, that's pretty incredible. Both of those are like right out of a movie.
Seriously.
Where you'd be crapping yourself watching it, let alone being in it.
Yeah.
Holy cow. And did
How much money did they get?
Yeah, sorry. Great question.
I'm sorry, what was the question?
How much money did they get?
On the first one, they did get quite a bit. This person did not go for the drawers. They did their homework. And they went for the vault. We were a standalone banking center, so he went for a big payday, and he succeeded that day. Unfortunately, the second time around, he did not succeed, and I was able to recognize him, and then his fun days were over.
Oh, really? So they got him. Is he still in prison now?
Yes.
That's great. Wow. Holy crap. Well, thank you for sharing that story with us.
Yeah, well done.
Really well done.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and thank you for holding the segment. You know, the more people know and the more we're aware, hopefully these types of incidents will decrease, because it really has a detrimental and lasting impact on bankers.
Yeah, hopefully they catch this if it's a serial bank robber, this person who's perpetrating these crimes now. Vicky, thank you for coming on. Comedian Tammy Pescatelli. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you. And thank you for that earworm of Batman. I will be singing Batman all day long.
Oh,
that's awesome. Underneath that.
You go into the bathroom going,
Batman!
I do all the time.
Bathroom!
Yep.
I go into the bathroom.
Everybody leaves. There was a guy standing here.
Big national story is Joe Biden has COVID.
Yes.
Wow.
He's been vaxxed and boosted and all that. So
for sure.
Had COVID?
I've had it 3 times, and I've been vaxxed and boosted and, like I said, shellacked and rolled in dirt and whatever there is. And I stood underneath the moon with bricks under my arms in a bucket.
Oh, you've done it all.
I've done everything.
That was just last night.
None of it works, apparently.
You sound like voodoo or a bad cannoli.
Well, right. I'm saying I've tried everything possible, and I just think I still, how about this? I still can't smell from the first round from Delta.
Oh, that's a bummer.
It's been about a year and a half, and it's a real bummer if anybody's seen the size of my nose, because that's like not fair. It's like,
yeah, but think of things you're not going to smell right
well,
now.
You're in luck today with that, you know, because you're in the studio with us.
Right.
Can you taste food?
Yeah, I can taste food. I was hoping that would go away so I could lose a little weight, because I gained so much weight during lockdown that if I want to slip into something more comfortable, it'll be the dark.
Right.
But thank you. Thank you for, but for, you know, everybody knows their own, everybody sees themselves in the mirror by themselves, you know, and you know what life looks like.
That's why I got a thinner mirror.
You have a funhouse mirror?
Yeah. Your whole body can't fit in it at once.
I don't have any shoulders, just a head and my torso, but it looks good.
Yeah. I'm not comfortable with my weight now, and I got on the elevator leaving work yesterday, and there are chrome doors.
Oh, yeah, it's the worst.
And the doors closed. I'm like, is this a funhouse mirror?
Seriously.
Well, I can't really look like
this. The worst is the elevator goes down faster. Well, I hit the first floor quick.
Yeah, that was fast.
I don't even remember seeing second.
Yeah, well, you know how it's very, especially with women, especially aging, especially in a time now, like, why couldn't I have been in show business in the 60s where no one saw you? You think you're pulling it off, and then you see something of yourself on TV and it's HD, and oh my God, it sends you back into, I'm like, is that Wilma Flintstone? What is going on over there? She looks ancient.
Yeah, HD stands for, oh damn.
We all have that though. Yes. You know, body image is important right now though, to try to, I try to convince myself that everything's looking good. I just go, compared to what?
When you got to coax yourself out of the house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he'll be fine, right?
I mean, he's
probably.
Yeah.
Joe? Oh, for sure he'll be fine.
Who would notice?
I remember the first interview we did with someone with COVID. Yeah. It's like talking to someone who landed on the moon.
Yeah.
And you were afraid for them, and they were in their house, and you're like, oh, what's it like? And now it's like, oh, you got COVID. Yeah.
I don't even know what the protocol is anymore. They're like, remember, it was 2 weeks, and it was 10 days, and it's 5 days. And now, I mean, I don't know what it is. You just like blow your nose and show back up at work in 5 minutes.
Yeah, that's it. Now it's a note from your doctor.
Yeah.
No, the doctor doesn't even want to see you anymore.
This is true.
I'm like, I tested positive. Ah, that's all right.
Positive.
You'll be fine.
Don't come here.
Right.
Thank you.
We don't want to see you.
Something positive ahead.
Yeah. And then this story out of Norwalk. Maybe Tammy can figure out what was in the box.
Oh, yeah.
Norwalk Police Department asking for the public's help in identifying a man who stole $6,000 in goods from a porch.
Oh.
They're like, what the hell? Who gets $6,000?
Yes. I wonder if it was like the soul from Pulp Fiction. You know, when he opened up the box and there was a soul in it? Or maybe it's Gwyneth Paltrow's head from
What's in the box? What's in the box?
I have no... $6,000.
It's a lot.
Yeah. A computer? Ooh. It'd have to be like a computer.
Oh, yeah, maybe a computer.
Some kind of paraphernalia, perhaps?
Hmm. What do you mean?
I don't know. Just throwing it out there. I like saying paraphernalia.
You have to learn
saying
how to say it
because you can't spell it. Is
exactly,
that what it is?
Yeah. Like, I just say paraphernalia.
You're like my
could
brother
be, could
already.
Could be sports paraphernalia or memorabilia.
Could be. It could
be any one of those things. Yeah.
It's probably a Tesla charger.
Yeah.
I think those are around $6,000.
Are they?
It's a new iPhone.
I'm stumped with that. I feel left out now because I get stuff that's like $20, $30 delivered to my door.
I mean, I get toilet, like they'd be highly disappointed with my paper towels that I have delivered. That's it.
Yeah, toilet paper and stuff like that. Yep.
$6,000.
$6,000.
$6,000.
Boy, that guy hit pay dirt.
He told somebody to steal it. He had to go tell a friend of his, like, guess what? We're getting the Tesla charger delivered.
Right.
Come pick it up.
And we'll split the difference.
Yep.
Then there was a big fight at Disney World.
Oh, no. Why?
I don't know. First of all, may I just tell you, I was just there last week. No, I'm sorry. 2 weeks ago.
Lucky.
And I can understand why. Well, they have 5 parks. Now you have to have reservations. Got to Florida. Well, I didn't know this. You had to have reservations. So we couldn't get to go into any of the parks. My son and his friends wanted to go.
Nope.
Okay. So we could only
How
get
old
into
is your
the.
Son?
He's 14. It was going to be the last time we were taking them.
Right.
You know what I mean?
It's a great
big
age
deal.
For Disney, too.
Yeah. Well, like,
so you're into 33. The ride.
Yeah, not 30.
Yeah. Well, right. And that's the problem because all the 24 year olds with, Little Mermaid purses.
Hello, yes,
are
me.
Taking it.
Oh, you met. Oh, you met.
You haven't been 24 in a long time.
Man, make it 32. But
yes, exactly.
And, yeah, we couldn't get in. Then we finally figured out how to get in. There's workarounds for everything.
Oh, what
right?
a stressful thing. You're there with your son At and the, his friend, and you can't
we
get
flew.
In.
We
the
flew.
The happiest place on earth.
Right. We flew down there. Then, because who knows? Like, who knew that? Like, in the old days, pre-COVID.
It's new COVID thing.
It's a new COVID, so they only take so many. Then there's a workaround. Then it's, honest to God, $295 a person. If your child is over 2, it's $295.
Jeez.
Then we got in, I swear to you, torrential downpour. And all these people, and you don't get your money back.
Around 3 o'clock in the afternoon?
Yeah, but it went on until like 6, and you don't get your money back, right?
There's you're staying.
So I was like, I bought ponchos for $17.99 a piece, and I'm like, come on, let's go. Yeah.
We're doing this.
That's what you do.
You're going to have fun.
I was
We're
like,
riding this out, David.
Let's walk it out.
We're
it's all an
happy.
Adventure.
The neat thing about that, though, is you get on rides a little bit faster because it chases a lot of people.
It's exactly.
No. Yeah, but your ass
that's exactly what happened. Yeah.
Your ass is wet, though.
Well, no, but we were already wet. So I was like, let's ride all the water rides. You know how you try to save the water rides for the end of the day?
Get
so you're
a rash.
Not, like, let's ride all. We're wet now. Let's go.
Right. Yeah, now we can do it. I forgot which park it was, but I was in this in line, and we were so close. It was so close.
You could taste it.
I can see.
I see.
I'm probably 20 minutes away now, and
there
I'm going to be on this ride.
What I want to do.
Downpour. They say, I'm sorry, we're closing these rides now.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to stand
here. I'll go, like, hide under stuff.
Yeah.
And then the rain stops. I'm like, I'm getting over there.
Yeah, sprint.
I turn the corner.
Right.
The line is back to the length it was when I got in it 8 days earlier. I was like, are you kidding me?
And that's where the fight starts.
Yeah, that's where the fight starts.
Okay, to be clear, we also went to Universal.
Not as good, but fine.
I love
well,
Universal.
It was because they're Harry Potter kit, right? There's
that's
all
the only
that
good
stuff.
Part.
And I these grown people,
grown
these two
people.
Couples,
yep.
right? Cut.
Grown physically, but not mentally.
Cut in the line in front of us. And they knew what they were doing. Like, listen, I watch people living. That's what I do. For 28 years, I watch people. I know your behavior. I see you coming. They're giggling because they're getting in front of people. They're getting in front of people. They're getting in front of people.
Oh, what? They're like hopping up.
Yeah, they're hopping up. And we now had paid.
And no one's saying anything
right,
to them.
And we had paid
now.
For the fast passes. So at Universal, you pay the full ticket. Then you pay another couple. Because yeah. after what happened at Disney, I'm like, that's how they get you. I'm like, I'm not going to stand in all these lines. And you still stand in lines, but they're like in halftime. So whatever, I see them cut.
They have to be the kind of people that no one, a normal person, wouldn't want to fight with. Like, the dude's got to be big.
No, they
really?
Just
a
were,
little skinny
people
dude
are nice.
It's going to get called out.
No, they did it. No, they were all four of them. It was four tons of fun. Okay.
Really?
But the fact of the matter is that nobody wanted to say anything because they just weren't sure. But I could see it coming. I saw it happen. Because to be honest with you, we were talking to the people who are standing behind us. Okay?
Yeah.
Then all of a sudden, they're behind us. And like, we've been in line for 10 minutes and we've been talking to these people.
How did you get behind us?
How did you
us?
Guys get behind us? Yeah. I'm like, what happened to Chad and Jeremy? You know? And and they went to go around. I go, you really want to do this?
You said this to them.
I literally, because
I will stab you at Disney for
it. But you don't know what I've been through, okay? This has cost me way more money than I thought it was going to cost.
I'll make you a deal.
I'm way over
you
budget.
You go forward, you're going to pay me for all the pod shows. You're going to pay me for the park pass.
I'm going to rip off your mouth.
Right. For real, I was just like, are you sure you want to do this? And the girl was like ready to go, and the guy just, he must have saw that glint in my eye, because you'd been telling a story about me. Comedian Terry Pudzinelli got in a flight at Universal. I was like, are you sure you want to do this? And
yeah, that's funny. So she's behind you, and you're like, you're not doing another hop now.
Right. Yeah, I was like, this is where the line ends
this
for you.
This is it.
You might get on the ride behind us,
right,
but
here.
You're not going to get on the ride in front of us. And the guy started to get smart. He cracked wise. He goes, well, you know, lines are abstract.
What?
I go, lines of coke are abstract.
No,
this line is solid.
your thought is abstract.
Abstract.
That's exactly what I said. I go, thank you, architect.
I'll show you abstract.
Yeah, but for real, I go, did you learn that in architecture school?
Abstract.
Yeah, that's what he said. Lines
that's
are
how
abstract.
He's been doing it so long.
Yeah, he's got his comeback down.
He has
down.
This.
Right, that's exactly it. They thought that
it's
they were really pulling it.
Line cutter.
You're cutting in front of kids? Come on.
No, that's the worst. That's the kind of person you never want to encounter.
This is how this
I'm
fight
the person
started.
You never want to encounter if
no,
you're
so
that.
No, you're the person. Right. So you're in this story.
It's I could be in
not
this story.
You.
Right.
You
no.
weren't there on this day
right.
when this happened.
This was Punch
but
Fest.
I'm more of a, I hate to say this, like, whatever a Karen is, I'm the opposite of it. I guess I'm Tammy. I don't like when I see, I'm the person who says something when something bad is happening.
Yes, yeah, so you don't
you
want to be pampered.
I mean?
You're not a Karen that wants to be pampered.
No, yeah, I'm the opposite
you're a
of
Tammy.
It. Yeah,
I'm like, oh no, you're not cutting
not
in front
today.
Of it. No.
Okay?
Okay?
This is not happening.
Is this, you want to do this? Okay.
Right. Like
maybe no one told you before, but you know, there's rules here.
Well,
we're
right.
all following the rules.
It's a line.
Right. Right. The rules apply to everybody.
Right, that's right. I okay. am the rules.
Yeah. If I see you pull in the handicap spot because you want to run in and get your coffee at Dunkin' faster than
you're
me.
You're going to yell out?
You better gimp. Or you, yeah. you better gimp on your way in or on your
limp.
Way. You will be on your way out.
I'll make you handicapped.
Yeah.
I'll make you handicapped.
Yeah. If you're not handicapped
you're
now,
not qualified.
You're going to be.
Right. Boom, done.
It's because you know what? Too many of us have stopped saying something when we see others not do the right thing.
Yeah. Exactly.
And that's how
yes.
it's happened.
Some people yes. take it to the extreme.
Yeah. I mean, look, I don't condone physical violence.
I do.
I'd much rather trip somebody.
Yeah. make them look an accident.
Is that
it was
that
an
category?
Accident. I don't know how to couple up.
Hey, I can't help it if you have vertigo.
I'm so sorry.
Jennifer and I, my wife, both sick, right? We think we have COVID. This is, I don't know, going back probably a year.
Thank God for that timeline, because yeah, I almost ran out of the studio.
I saw her, her face in a shirt.
Yeah. So we're in, there's a pharmacy in town that's giving these quick tests. You stay in your car.
They test the
car. Sure.
So it's a line of cars, and now the line of cars is going out into a highway.
Right.
You know, it's just pandemonium.
They swab
there's
your
no
nose,
place for these cars to go, and everyone in town heard, so everyone's going. Here comes a car.
Right.
Comes in the other driveway. It's skipping. It's cutting the line
Hold
by
on.
About 10 or 15 cars.
Yeah.
My wife says, oh, that ain't happening.
Right.
I'm like, hon, please don't.
No,
please.
No, it's on. It's on now.
We're in the middle of this highway. She puts her Jeep in neutral, pulls the brake, gets out.
There you go.
And starts, yep. These cars right here, we're in line.
That's my new best friend. Thank you. You just brought me my new best friend.
I took my hat and I put it over my face.
Right.
Like someone's going to say,
honey,
is that Chaz?
Honey, get in the car. Honey. Honey.
You know, it's funny when you have that outburst, because I do it too.
Get in the car.
When you have that outburst.
Yeah.
It's a little sense of awkwardness after.
Yeah. There definitely is awkwardness. But you know what? Okay, I'm going to tell you a story that's really, I mean, if I have time, it's very quick.
You got 2 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Driving, we're driving with my husband on the freeway. He doesn't always pay attention to things, okay? I married the hot kid from the slow class, I like to say. But I love him, and I'm allowed to say it because...
He's a sightseer?
Because
he won't get it anyway.
He's looking here, he's looking there, he's not paying attention, da da da. Traffic is coming. Next thing you know, we have to merge. Now, the beautiful girls in the Jeep behind us, I mean, they were beautiful girls, and they were young, and they were living their life in their open-air Jeep. And I support that. Like, I'm always someone who supports women, for real. Like, way before you had to have a march for it. Okay? So, but, now he's wrong. But there's nowhere for us to go. Okay? I have my kid in the back. He was young at the time. He's in a car seat. And we have my niece. She's young in the back. They won't let us merge in front. Well, he's from Brooklyn.
Well, you're a line cutter now.
And we weren't trying to cut the line.
You are now
First of all,
line cutter.
I'm not driving. I'm telling the story.
You're a line cutter.
Listen. He wasn't paying attention.
I love that when you're the line cutter, someone should let you in.
This is different. This is great.
I'm an unwilling participant.
Yeah.
I'm not that person.
Actually, he's driving.
You don't even know me. I'm trying to tell you a story. You're a story interrupter. I don't even know you.
I'm sorry.
I'm trying to tell you. I literally, with our windows open, look at the girl and say, please, I'm sorry, he's a moron. Okay? So if you'd have shut up for 2 seconds, you would have heard I'm that line cutter. So, anyway, I say, please.
Well,
I literally look at her and say, please, eye to eye, open window to open window, he's a moron. She flips me off.
Okay.
Flips him off. They're saying, F you, F you, F you, F you.
So we're saying hi.
To my son, my son's in the back, the kids, clearly you could see our kids in the back,
They're
right?
learning the words.
Yeah,
right?
I'm with you now.
They're saying the full words. So I say to him, honey, just go. And then he did cut, okay? They're in the back going crazy. In my head, I was like, I said,
so
please,
you ordered
I'm
him
sorry.
To go. Like, all right,
because
we
had no choice. We were going to get hit by the, look, I'll be honest with you, we were going to hit the barrier. There was a cement wall.
Right.
And they're in the back going crazy. So?
It's one car. They'll live.
I also told them, I leaned over and I said, honey, it's time to wash your windows. And as we were driving, he washed the windows and all the water went onto the open air Jeep. And these beautiful girls and their good makeup and hair.
Fantastic.
Nice.
So I am that person, but in the right situations.
No, I want 2 videos from today's show. I want her telling the story about how she reacts to people cutting in line. And then how she cuts lines.
A few moments later.
I don't know why you're trying to not be my friend.
I mean, you're not winning points with your audience as much as they like you.
They're not even letting you get through. You're not winning points with your audience. I'm telling you now.
They know how screwed up I am.
Yeah, they used to wait.
That's why you got your wife is driving and you got your hat down.
He's a moron, okay?
In a loving way.
You having a good time?
Yeah.
Of course.
All right. I love the window move.
I, you know, it's just, I was so mad at him. I really was, because I don't like that kind of stuff. And I was like, I kept telling him over and over. But, you know, people don't always listen to you unless it's on the Waze or GPS.
There's a story today.
Uh-oh.
I didn't want to tell it today.
Okay. But now it's going to be told.
But there was a road rage incident.
Oh, yeah.
Where someone used their windshield washer fluid.
Nice. Yep.
Guy was cutting windshield washer fluid, and it resulted in the guy who used the windshield washer fluid dying from a gunshot wound to the chest.
Yep.
Wow, that's BMW. That's insane.
Yep.
That's insane.
Yep.
That's a hard thing. I had a friend that used to have a fake gun, and she goes, in case something happens, I have this fake gun to pull out, like in road rage. Remember? Like,
yeah.
You're going to fake die.
Exactly. Yeah, because the real gun's going to go boom, boom.
Yeah. Pull a fake
exactly
gun?
Exactly right.
Yeah, no, not a good idea.
Shark expert. I love his name.
Quint?
No. Forrest Galanti, explorer, adventurer, and wildlife biologist.
Wow.
Good morning.
Good morning, guys.
So, what do you think? What's happening over here?
Well, you said it best earlier. There's a lot of hot people, and the truth is it's not that there are more sharks than ever or that shark attacks are on the rise. It's that, you know, tons of people are going to the beach. It's a hot. It's summertime. And anytime you have a whole lot of people heading to the ocean, you're more likely to have a human-wildlife encounter. And in this case, there have been a couple of sort of negative ones, and that's just sort of, you know, what happens when you go in the ocean. You're signing a mental waiver that says you're leaving your habitat as the alpha organism and entering into someone else's domain.
That's interesting. That is true.
Yeah.
Alpha organism.
As snack, yes.
I never thought about that in that way. It's like I'm now walking into a lion's cage.
Right.
I don't know if there's a lion in here.
Right.
There could be.
Hopefully it's not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, that's a good analogy. But
if I go to Africa and I start walking around, I should realize, hey, there are things here.
There's giraffes.
Indigenous to this area.
And there's lions.
That eat people.
Exactly.
Exactly right. Exactly right. And it's no different to going for a swim in the ocean. You know, just because there's lifeguards or buoys or whatever there happens to be, you are still entering into an area that the sharks are at the top of the food chain and you are not.
Right. They hang out there. Yep.
And so you're saying it's a numbers game because there's more people in the water because the weather is hot. There'll be more shark
encounters. Yeah, weather's hot.
So we always have the same number of sharks? We have the same number of sharks around here all the time?
I mean, yes and no. You know, sharks, some species are migratory and transient, meaning they come and go. Sometimes they'll be hunting in shallower water. When it gets too cold, they certainly won't be, you know, super shallow. But it's sort of a confluence of events where the sharks are hunting in shallower. More people are at the beach. Activity, you know, generates excitement. And what I mean by that is there's splashing and there's fishermen probably cleaning their catch and throwing their bait out. And there's noise in the water. And so when you put all these things together, what you have is a higher probability of a human wildlife encounter.
Are there more seals in the water this time of year also? Like, do we have a higher seal population? I know that's like they're like roast beef.
Well, and it depends on the species of shark. So the people that have been bumped and nipped in your area are not being bumped and bit by white sharks, guys. And they're the ones that are eating the seals and sea lions, right?
Yeah.
So if it was a white shark, it would be a pretty traumatic event. It's more likely that there's some bull sharks or some other smaller sharks that are patrolling along the coast, and they go, oh, this looks like a snack. Take a nibble and go, ugh, junk food, and spit it back out, right?
Yeah.
And that's kind of what's going on. If those sharks wanted people to be dead, it would be a whole different story, but they're just making a mistake.
They did find one dead baby white.
I saw that. There was a baby white washed up in your guys' area just last week, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is not normal for us,
cool.
Forrest.
No,
like,
no.
We don't have this many encounters.
Yeah.
No, and I understand that, and you know, it's. I'm sure part of it is coincidental, and part of it is just the fact that better shark regulation and protection is taking place in the continental United States, which is a good thing. You know, we need sharks to balance our oceans. If we lose all our sharks, our oceans collapse, and you guys probably know this. But if our oceans collapse, we're all in big trouble.
Yeah,
yeah, we don't want that.
No.
So there's an article saying that a New York State conservation bill from 2019 could be blamed for the increased shark presence.
Really?
Because it's protecting some fish that they like to eat.
Oh,
so there's more of them. And then the encounters with humans, they're just getting us out of the way of the buffet.
Right.
They're trying to get the fish, run away the fish.
You're in my way.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that should really tell you everything you need to know, right? They're not interested in you. They're asking you to get out of your way so they can eat their fish.
They're
and that's the way to look at sharks. Yeah.
Yeah, like get in the way of my pizza.
And that's the way to look at it.
Right.
Just, you're going to lose a finger.
Just bump me with your nose, not your teeth. It'll be great.
Yeah, that's true.
So this Shark Week special, you're hosting two of them.
Cool.
Yeah, you know, I've had 6 or 7 years in a row now I've been doing Shark Week shows, and I absolutely love it. It gives me a platform to communicate passion and excitement of these magnificent creatures, animals that have literally been on the planet longer than trees, to an audience at home. And so I've got two specials this year. One is Jaws of Alaska, a show that premiered last year on Discovery Plus, but is airing for the first time during Shark Week this year. And then our all-new show, very exciting, Island of the Walking Sharks, which is a show about, sharks that come into your local Target and snatch your kids. No, I'm totally kidding. It is
give you loans.
That sounds like from Jaws 4.
Right.
That's right. No, Island of the Walking Sharks is about three species of epaulette sharks, which are a small walking cat shark, about 2 foot long, that have evolved this incredible specialized ability to use their pelvic and pectoral fins to crawl along the seafloor, sort of like a salamander.
Wow.
But the rumor is, and unconfirmed by science, and I'll set up a nice teaser here for you, unconfirmed by science and never before filmed, was that these animals would use that ability to not just crawl along the seafloor, but actually leave the ocean, come up onto land and into tide pools to hunt for small fish and crustaceans. And so my team and I went to PNG, to Papua New Guinea, to try and film this never-before-seen behavior, and boy, is it exciting.
Wow.
Wow, you have my attention. That was one hell of a tease.
Seriously.
Yeah. I want to watch that.
Yep.
I want to watch that, and that's a movie. Like the shark is crawling into your kid's bedroom.
Hell just
like,
no.
Didn't see the kid? Planet. Why is the floor wet?
You see it's hiding behind a bush. Now it's house playing.
So, Forrest, we got to let you go, but we're going to play this out on the air here. So,
yep.
We're going to keep talking about it. And we're linked up to all things Forrest Galante, explorer, adventurer, and wildlife biologist, discovery.com.
Yep. AJ, it's time for the Flubble Montage. A flubble is a flub and a mumble put together. I seem to have invented it, and you coined the phrase, and now here's the worst flubbles of the week.
You just say, here's the flubble montage.
I could say that, yeah.
Yeah.
Too much coffee. The one they wanted money for, was that the one with like actual forks and stuff like that? Like all chromed out looking.
Yeah. Well, good.
They did the job. They touched the food and brought it to my face.
That's all you need. Brought it to your mouth.
That's your face, yes. Yeah, that's the gift giving
area.
There's
a whole corporate entity. They're making big bucks,
yep.
And then you know they're not even in this. Like, they're not even part of this whole chain I just described. My sleep number setting is 35. Jennifer's sleep number setting is 60.
My sleep number setting is 60. Pam's sleep number setting is 45.
I went through a phase where I loved all of this stuff.
Never, never, ever.
I don't know why.
Yeah, no. My stuff that keeps me awake.
Yeah.
This obviously is the exact of that.
The what?
The exact of that.
The exact of that?
Opposite.
The exact of it?
95 southbound through Stanford. Okay, Dad.
So Keith Hernandez on the list.
Nope. Keith Hernandez is an honor. He's an honorable mention.
Okay.
Okay. Was there, but wasn't that, distinguished.
Yes. Well said.
304.7 million.
That'll do.
304.7.
I want
700,000 dollars.
Yeah, this isn't like a nickel change and I keep that. No,
you need $1,000.
I got a whole bunch of crack. I got a freaking wedding to go to and stuff. I need a wedding gift and stuff like that. I need money. Go smaller, lower oil bills, lower electrical bills, and a whole bunch of things like that. Many people don't need as much house as you used to. They are the ones to do it. I mean, they do everything. they market your house. They show the house around. They do the video, the whole nine yards.
They show the house around. They take the house.
Exactly.
And they bring it around.
They do all those things.
Be the bare minimum.
It should be at least once a week. Makes it flubble.
Yeah. We have to do something about these people.
We do.
It's beyond a pet peeve.
It's become
stuttering just
a vendetta. Well, juice rarely goes bad, though. I mean, and that orange juice I can see. Mm. After a while, it becomes a little more acidic. And you're like, this tastes very acidic. I forget. I start doing things around the area, and the next thing I know, I'm like, oh crap! I had sandwich stuff. I could have made sandwiches. I didn't.
Well, I've never seen them brush. So
no, you never do.
Wixom was able to retreat to safety and decline medical attention.
Should make a walk. Make him walk a mile.
It's a 1975 commercial reference to Camel.
Actually, they're still using it.
Is that right?
I made it up.
I feel like they're city raccoons.
They are.
Absolutely.
They're probably packing like switchblades and whatnot.
And it's Philadelphia.
Yeah. Big right. difference.
They're the worst raccoons.
Exactly, right, because the whole city stinks. Yeah. It's bad.
Wow.
We're talking a heat advisory for the entire state today and tomorrow. There's actually ice cream in the refrigerator, just so you know. But anyway, there's a heat advisory going on.
What?
There's actually ice cream in the refrigerator.
From where?
They bought some the other day. Exactly right. There's still a whole bunch of ice cream sandwiches and stuff in there.
I hope it's in the freezer.
Yes. No, it's in the basement. Yes, it's in the freezer. The video is even better because they combined the two videos. But they actually made it seem like Disturbed was playing at the same place at, like, Macarena. Was being performed. So you had the people, all the dancers and everything there, and then all of a sudden there's Disturbed.
That's a lot of work.
I think it's this thing called You Make Me Feel Sad But True or something like that. That was a man. That was perfect. That one. I'll actually watch that video over and over again. And Metallica on stage doing, and they synced it up perfectly. It's awesome.
Be like the sword in the stone. He who pulls the popsicle stick out, shall be king of England.
But still, you also have to wait for that for a moment. Like, you kind of lick it off a little bit so it gets normal. So you can put with lips getting stuck. Next thing you know, like, oh, geez.
You sound like you gave yourself a coffee enema this morning.
Oh, my God.
Hopped
yeah.
up on
all,
coffee.
All of a sudden, out of nowhere, just boom, the caffeine kicked in. You were saying?
Wouldn't it be the same odds?
I have no
it's
idea.
Same amount of numbers.
I don't know. I don't know if it's the game.
I know.
Or if it's you know, the amount of states playing. I have no idea.
All right.
Yeah. I mean, these keep on hurting themselves. They keep on coming to see you. You make, you know, money. I'm just saying. Oh. Here's my card. I from Popsicle, sure. Yeah.
How many cards do you get handed?
Well, I shouldn't explain anything ever again. I'm going to go with a minimal word policy from now on. If I can't explain something in 5 words, screw it.
Minimal word policy.
Yep. I shouldn't think while talking.
Well, if you ever have a stroke, none of us will be able to say, well, we didn't see that coming.
Yeah, you wouldn't even know it. Yeah, it's just Tuesday.
That's true. We won't even know it.
Right, not until my head pops, my ears bleed.
If you're just tuning in, we were playing you the effects of a heat stroke.
Yes.
So be careful out there.
This was the Jazz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Jazz and AJ in the morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.